Welcome to PCMC. I'm the host, Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined today by my good friend, Miss Janine Gagliardi.
Hello.
Janine, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for asking. I'm so very excited to dive into today's subject.
Thank you so much. You've given me a warm cup of tea.
That's right.
Smells apple-y.
Do you have very good. You have a harvest blend from, yes, Trader Joe's? Please enjoy.
Even without sweetener, it's very delicious.
There's a sweetener.
Sure, calm down. Don't get crazy. No, all right. We can't do this any longer.
I'll start coughing wildly. I'm like,
so this episode is about cozy. Mm-hmm.
Cozy watching. Cozy. It shouldn't be just watching. No. Just like cozy.
Cozy or cozy consumption?
Cozy consumption. I like that.
Because you reading.
Reading is cozy. Is the coziest. Reading. Let's see. So definitely watching. Definitely reading. You were also playing, right? Like games, yes. Video games?
Yes. Like Animal Crossing, sure, is a very cozy game.
Definitely. So we're going to talk about our favorite cozy media.
Yeah.
And what makes cozy media cozy? Yeah. I talk about it. Because when I told Bill I was doing this, he's like, oh, okay, so like 30 Rock? I'm like, no, that's comfort watching. I'm like, comfort watching can be cozy watching, but cozy watching isn't necessarily like your comfort show. You're not like, I'm coming home, I'm putting on, you know, Friends, right? But it's like, that's something you like. It's comforting to you. It's a thing you watch all the time. I wouldn't count that as cozy watching, though. I think the thing has to inherently be cozy.
But okay, I'll go with that premise. But I think inherently cozy, there's some similarities with comfort.
It's a Venn diagram.
Yeah, because I tell you what, I don't think that it is. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's simply texts that take place in the fall.
No, I don't think so either.
Although
some summer texts.
Some of them appear on my list. Mm-hmm.
I think fall is obvious.
But it's not.
I think
just
winter
that.
Time as well. But I don't think it has to be.
See, I think it has something to do with the narrativity of it. Like I think something can't be cozy on its first watch.
I disagree. I think it could be cozy. Yeah. I think it could create a feeling of coziness in the. See, yours is okay, that's interesting. You're coming at it from a narrative perspective. I'm coming at it from like maybe just like a purely aesthetic perspective, like evocative, like the feelings that the piece evokes, whatever it may be.
Well, I tell you why I've been thinking in this way, because I've been hearing more and more about what people call cozy mysteries.
Cozy mysteries, sure, yeah.
You know, a TV version would be like Murder, She Wrote. But currently there's that book, I think, Thursday Mystery Club, whatever that book is, it's about old people solving mysteries.
Okay.
I think it's going to become a movie. And I found myself going, how can that be cozy? Like,
there's a
mystery.
Lot of cozy genres now. Cozy fantasy is a thing.
Right. But focusing on mystery, like mystery, usually there's a crime.
Yeah.
Sometimes the crime is murder.
Yeah.
How can that be cozy? Why do people find it cozy? And I think it's that it resolves. And we know it's going to resolve. Mm-hmm. Right? We know that Jessica Fletcher is going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Justice will be served. Mm-hmm. And there'll be and Cabot Cove or whatever will come back to its status for a week or whatever until someone else is murdered.
Right, by Jessica Fletcher.
Yeah, by Jessica Fletcher.
The serial killer of Maine.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. So for instance, Only Murders in the Building. I think it's cozy watching.
Super cozy.
And I think it has to do with two things for me. It's a juxtaposition of warm and cold. And I can get into it more.
You mean like color scheme wise, like blues and
color,
reds.
Color schemes help. It can't be a cold color scheme. I find. Well, actually, I'm gonna. I just disagreed with myself because I have something that has a cold color scheme. But I think it has to do with physical, like physical warmth as represented by whatever the media is versus cold. So usually something, it can be very cozy just because it takes place in a cold temperature climate, right? Or it's becoming chilly and now everyone has to like bundle up, and now everyone's wearing sweaters in the show, or like everyone's going inside where there's a fireplace, and it's cozy because the characters are not like running around on the beach outside, and you know, everyone has to huddle together, so it makes it cozy, closer, it's more intimate. And then I also think it has a lot to do with lighting. And I think there's sort of like when you make a place cozy, right, you're not doing like bright glaring lights. It's got to be sort of more mood lighting or candlelight or, you know, dimmer lighting, or at least like the warm light. And I feel like things that are lit like that pick on a very like warm color palette, and it creates a real cozy atmosphere. And so like Only Murders, it's in this beautiful old Art Deco building. They're lit like by sconces. Or in this last season, it's like theater lighting. Right, and all that darkness creates like a burrow-like effect, right? Like when you're watching it.
I get what you're saying. Womb-like almost.
Womb-like, yeah, very much so.
So, okay. So I do think that for something to be cozy, it has to be pretty. I can't think of an ugly movie that's cozy.
Okay. I think it also is a very interactive experience where what you're like, okay, so when it's raining outside and you're nice and warm in your home,
right,
you feel very cozy because you're like, well, I'm so nice and warm in here, and it's chilly and gross out there. You know, it emphasizes your warmth. It makes you feel grateful for your warmth. Like when it's a windy day, you really feel nice and cozy inside. You're like, oh, it's so nice in here, like I'm not experiencing that. And so that doesn't happen with, I would say, like films and television. Like, I don't feel cozy when I watch a movie about war. I'm not like, oh, that's so terrible. I'm so nice and cozy. But if it's a rainy day in the movie that I'm watching, well, then I feel very cozy. Like,
So you think it's about identification?
I think you self-identify in the things that you're watching, or like, wouldn't I love to be there? A lot of it also has to do with the food that's depicted, or the drinks that are depicted, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm imagining
like, or like self-experiencing Nancy Meyers movies where like people live in really nice houses.
Yeah, well, although I don't find all of her movies to be cozy. I find them aspirational and I love them and I think they're beautiful, but a lot of them are like on the California coast or in the Hamptons. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's not cozy. That's like beachy and coastal and it's cool and it's great. But I'm like, oh, it's not cozy for me.
Hmm.
For instance, like a You've Got Mail, which is Nora Ephron, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very cozy movie.
I'm seeing that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
It's playing at the Alamo.
That movie takes place in fall and winter and ends in spring, which is great because then it's like, it's resolved. Uh-huh. It's spring. Like we've gone through our coziness and now we can be like out in the fresh air.
I have a whole thing where, because I was, again, this goes into narrative, but I think it gets a little like Freudian too. Like, I think rom-coms are cozy because essentially what we're seeing is evidence that the human race continues.
Okay, interesting.
People will couple, people will procreate, and humanity gets to go on.
Okay.
Because I think rom-coms are very cozy genre.
They are.
And unlike mysteries, like, this, you could see, it makes sense to why it would be cozy, because it's about people falling in love or people in intimate situations.
Well, you know, to speak about the narrativity a bit, I do see the sense of the mysteries being cozy just because you know there's going to be a solution. Otherwise, why write it? Why write the book or why make the show? Right. Like,
there's
the couple's got to fall in love in the rom-com. And the murder or whatever crime has to be solved in the mystery.
I mean, we read movies the same way we read books. So when you're watching a movie or a TV show, you are picking up on cues. Mm-hmm. You are making assumptions of where you think things are going. Mm-hmm. So I think there is always a game in your head. There is always a reading in your head of the narrative. And we shouldn't necessarily speak of the narrative and the aesthetics as two separate things, because they in fact are not always separate. One, they're tied together, and one can express the other.
I think it comes down to the pacing.
Sure, pacing is definitely part of it. Like, because a frantic movie can be like a
Like a murder movie, like a crime movie, where it's like action and fast cuts, and you gotta find like this was the first movie I thought about, The Bone Collector, right? Like you gotta, or Seven, or like a movie.
What a cozy movie! But there's a lot of nice sweaters in The Bone Collector.
That's true. Those movies aren't cozy because it's like, yes, they're trying to solve a mystery, but it's very high stakes. It's you know, the stakes are high in other murder things as well, I guess. But it just feels stressful. Right, to watch.
Yeah, right. When something is edited at a, you know, you have a high edit rate and things, you're getting new images quicker. It's like I listened to the podcast Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Pardo was talking about how he loves now, like, to, before bed, watch old shows like Matlock or Maddox or Columbo, mm-hmm, things like that. And he was saying, like, I saw an episode yesterday of Columbo where Columbo gets in a car, drives, parks his car, mm-hmm, walks into a house, walks up to a person, mm-hmm, and talks to them. And it felt like there was 10 minutes where nothing was happening. And it was so goddamn cozy.
Yeah,
cozy. And you don't have that anymore, really, on TV.
Watch things unfold. So like in a rom-com, the romance will really unfold and take its time, and they don't get together till the end, right?
Right.
In something like an Agatha Christie or like a Poirot movie, like, yeah, it really the mystery takes a while to unfold, and you're just like along for the ride, you know?
Yeah.
It's really cozy. Should we talk about our examples, or you want to keep sort of delving into? Or maybe how the examples will help us sort of figure it out.
Yeah, we have five each.
Okay. I think some will probably overlap.
Yeah, and I wrote more than five.
Okay.
And I have some that I feel like, at least by your definition, do not fit.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I'm going to say the Studio Ghibli films.
Ooh.
That they're very cozy watching. And that's why I say, like, they don't always take place in fall or winter. In fact, a lot of them take place in summer, I think.
Yeah,
most of them
Totoro
do.
Is like spring
Totoro
or summer.
Totoro is like spring or... Well, they're in school, but I don't know what the Japanese school
system is
like.
They're in a nice old house,
like
a sweet old house. Even the dust is friendly.
The dust is friendly, but there's rainy scenes, right?
Yeah.
There's... And that is where I think the pacing really comes in. Because
yes,
they're just like taking a bath or just cleaning dust in a house. It's really... They're just taking their time, and it's beautiful and it's relaxing, and you're just like, I'm here for this, whatever this is. Mm-hmm. I would say Howl's Moving Castle is probably like one of the most action-packed of his films, but even that, like, they have a whole scene where they're just making breakfast, like they're just cooking eggs on a fire, like, and it's great, it's beautiful.
You know what I find cozy? Horror movies before the horror starts.
That's such a good point.
Like the first 20 minutes of a horror movie where it's just people living.
Yeah.
And it's not high drama because it's, mm-hmm, not going to be a melodrama. Mm-hmm. And it's not comedy because it's not comedy. It's horror before the horrible thing happens. It's just people doing stuff.
Yeah.
I love that.
And you know,
it's literally
usually
like
the color palette,
nothing.
Like, it's kind of dark because it's going to become scary.
It's like, do you want to watch people doing nothing, just doing normal everyday things? Like, it's very relaxing. The first like 20 minutes, a half hour of every horror movie
really
is very
like
relaxing.
And, well, that's why those horror movies were like Hereditary or even Insidious, where they're like, they start and now it's just, you had a minute of that, maybe.
Right.
It's horror from right from minute one.
Well, they want
so.
You to never feel comfortable ever
you're just
in your
like
life.
This in your seat the whole time, and not good.
Yeah. I remember when I saw Hereditary, I saw it in a packed theater.
Oh, wow.
And
did the temperature increase in there like it did when we saw Cloverfield?
It
got hotter in the theater. It was insane.
Well,
the tension was
people
so
were
hot.
Literally on the edge of their seat. Like, literally.
Sure.
Assholes were tight.
Ooh. What were the reactions? I mean, this is not cozy at all, but...
Well, remember the young girl, she has a tick of like...
Yeah,
going,
the, like that sound, yeah.
So there's that scene where it's after she's dead.
Yeah.
And there's like a dark room and you just hear.
Yeah.
The whole audience fucking died. There's one little sound. Yeah. Everyone was like, oh no. it was like a wave coming through us.
On the episode of Ruined where they did Hereditary, apparently, so they turn off the lights and the dead mother is in the room.
Yes.
And they're like, is she like bloody or like ghostly? They're like, no, it's just like her. And they're like, oh my God, that's so much worse. And they're like, yeah, she's wearing white pants. They're like, bold choice, bold choices.
Yeah.
Bold fashion choices are being made.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, let's get away from horror.
Get away from horror. Although, do you remember when we did the Junji Ito episodes? I said it felt cozy.
Well, what do you mean by that?
It was always like rainy or gloomy. Even the sunny episodes had a sort of like a gray scale to them. Mm-hmm. And I found that it was... and everyone spoke really quietly.
Yeah.
And the horror really took its time to unfold. And I found that to be, as crazy as some of them were, I found that to be like a little cozy. I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting. Like, I didn't feel like, I was watching a horror movie. Like, I didn't feel the stress of horror that I usually feel, which I enjoy, as a fan of horror, but I found it to be a little bit cozy. So I thought that was sort of interesting. But anyway, back to Studio Ghibli. I think it's that thing of like really taking your time with a story. Maybe the story's not that big.
And you're just telling
a small story very well.
Yeah.
Meal preparation, like gardening, like these little, it's just almost like cottagecore, you know, like these slow living tasks.
Yeah.
I got, you know, I and the rest of the world got very into cottagecore during the pandemic when Animal Crossing blew up.
Yes.
Because it's like, we're just going to live at a slower pace. Like, let's all slow down. Right. And that
became, I miss that.
So cozy. It's like cozy to slow down because I'm just going to like make some bread today.
Yeah.
See how it comes out. You know, hope it comes out well. It's all right. I'll just try again tomorrow. Like you're just like your whole reason for living is like, I'm going to make this bread today. Like you're not like there's no ambitions in the sense of there's no greed. There's nothing, no competition. There's nothing motivating you other than living well. And I think people really gravitated towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So I find Studio Ghibli films to be, you know, very...
Which, like, the most cozy one? The
most cozy one. I probably haven't even seen the most cozy one. I'm not really sure. But they are all cozy in their own way. I mean, even Spirited Away has a lot of cozy moments. But, you know, they're just drawing baths or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it. I love that aspect of those films where you're really exploring the world.
Okay. Aww. Very good. All right. And these are not really in any order.
Okay. Mine aren't either. It's like what I thought of. And then
the first one I want to talk about is a Netflix series called Rilakkuma and Karo.
What is that?
This is Rilakkuma and Karo. It's a stop motion animated series based on Rilakkuma, I don't believe he's Sanrio, but he's that kind of figure. He is on toys and on trinkets, kind of like Hello Kitty is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen to the way it's described here on IMDb. Karo is the woman that. The human woman.
Oh, okay.
Her life may be a little mundane, but Karo gets to go home to Rilakkuma, her endearingly lazy roommate, who happens to be a fuzzy bear toy. And when I tell you nothing happens. Like, it's just the most delightful. It's just she comes home and she cooks.
Mm.
And the bears don't talk. They're just cute. And then, like, there's a little neighbor boy who comes and plays with the bear. And I know it sounds like it's for kids, and absolutely it would be great for kids, but it doesn't seem like it's made for kids.
Mm, okay.
It's like, it's cozy. It's beyond, it's like cozy porn. It is, it is so beyond cozy. I mean, like you will watch it and you'll just feel nice. Like, all the characters are nice. There's no bad guys. Everybody's nice and polite and sweet.
Well, that's another thing.
And just wants to eat and cuddle and be happy.
Yeah. Like, that's another thing about coziness, right? So it's like the stakes aren't particularly high.
Right.
It's not stressful. No one's mean to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No one's mean to each other.
There's no like miscommunication or misunderstandings that would make you insane and like really upset right. you while you were watching something.
And it is like, it talks the descriptions of her mundane job. It is. She just has a mundane job.
Okay.
And that's okay.
Okay.
She just lives a normal life.
I love, but this yes, is a she big lives, old bear.
Sure, she lives with a roommate that's a bear toy that has a zipper, but we don't know what's inside.
Okay.
It's never been shown what's inside. Because the design always had a zipper. And he has a little white little friend who's another little bear.
He has a white friend.
Yeah. He looks like him, but he's smaller and he's white.
Does he live brown. In the zipper?
He also, I believe, has a zipper.
It's probably a smaller one in there.
I mean,
like a little baby bear.
Just images of the show will completely like.
Oh, I love that.
Show you.
I love that.
How it feels like it's. Oh, there's a little bird as well.
Oh my!
They're just enjoying life.
Just chilling. Yeah.
You know. So yeah, that's one for me.
I like that a lot.
I do think children's programming, because of its low narrative stakes, has the ability of being cozy.
Very much so, yeah. I find stop motion in particular to be very cozy because it takes so long to make.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I think there's something inherently cozy about how long it takes to craft everything. Because I find crafting to be cozy.
Sure,
just crafting in general, like whatever craft you're doing. Because it takes you out of the hustle and bustle, right? Like crafting is, what is the purpose of crafting? Just to create something for the sake of the creation, just to have it. And it's not enriching you in any way necessarily if it's just a hobby. So it's and it's not work and it's not like productivity necessarily. It's just crafting. I find that like anything that takes you out of the rat race to be very cozy.
Okay. What else you got?
So for me, a very big cozy property and also like cozy experience is reading Lord of the Rings. So reading it, not necessarily watching it. And I do love the films, and all of the stuff set in Hobbiton is like super cozy.
Sure, sure.
Super cozy, right? So like
From
the fabrics they're wearing to the meals they're eating to like the hobbit holes. I mean,
and
my
like
God.
That's a big part of like online cozy aesthetic porn as
yes, is hobbit houses, and you know, living that cozy life. And he doesn't want to leave, right? Like that's his whole thing. Like he doesn't want to leave Hobbiton. Why would he? He's comfortable. Like they always say he's so comfortable there. You should be comfortable.
Yeah,
it's pretty cozy.
And just you live without shoes on, and you just eat and you just smoke weed and you just enjoy life.
You take it slow
for over 100 years.
You just chill out. Yeah, your life is slow, right? You're aging slowly.
So, like fucking turtles. They live mad long and they're fucking just chilling.
Slow as anything. Where are you racing to? The grave? No. Slow down.
But do you want
there's a lot of like.
Couldn't all reading be cozy?
All reading could be cozy. It could.
Even the most crazy thing, because
you're slowing down to read.
Yeah, you're slowing down, right? It's almost like a form of meditation because you can't ruminate on something else, right? You have to read.
Yeah. Because if you ruminate on something else, then you realize you've read the same sentence like 4 times. You have to go back.
And you're not consuming. Yeah. Right. You're not really comprehending it. You know, like people like to drink coffee or tea,
warm beverage.
Yeah, yeah. So like
reading a book,
you could be reading the Turner Diaries and be like, this is so cozy.
It is cozy. But I would say some things are cozier than others, right?
Sure.
There's this, I guess it's like on Book Talk. It's like this trend where it's no plot, just vibes.
Sure.
And, I haven't read it, but I think one of the, like the hallmark title of that genre is My Year of Rest and Relaxation, where this woman like it's a dystopian novel, but it's like this woman basically takes medicine to sleep and she sleeps for like a year, but it's her like waking up and then just like going back to sleep, and that's the whole book.
Yeah,
people really love it and they're like, it's no plot, it's just vibes, it's like great vibes. I would say there's also levels of coziness to reading, right? Like you could read something on something that's backlit. Like you could read on your phone. I read on my phone a lot. It's bad for your eyes, but I do it. You know, reading with a physical book is definitely the coziest form.
Right, right. It's just hard at night.
It's very, like, also coziness is a very sensual experience, right? So it's like the warmth you feel of a fabric, the whatever you're eating or drinking, whatever you're smelling, right? Like, is there a nice candle lit, or you know, do you smell the pages of the book?
Oh my God.
Right? The best smell. Or like craft store smell.
Libraries are super cozy.
Well,
yeah.
Well, not my library, not my local branch. I love them. I use them a lot, but it's like an office building. It's got those like halogen lights. I don't want any of that. Okay. I like a library in my mind. I don't like a library in my town.
I like a university library.
Sure.
Brooklyn College
Library is fine. Yeah, it's okay.
I like their library a lot, actually.
I like it better than, say, like Hunter's Library or CSI's Library. It's better. It's darker.
I've never been in Hunter's.
Hunter's, literally, like, rats were falling from the ceiling. So, oh, interesting. You know, no good. But yeah, it's quiet. People are taking their time reading. It's usually quite warm in there.
Your quiet helps with cozy.
Yeah. This particular experience was super, super cozy for me because I had the collector's editions of Lord of the Rings. So they were like leather bound. And I would get into my bed in the like late afternoon and just like read, you know, a few pages.
I've never read it. I want to read it.
It takes its time.
Sure, I know.
It's humongous.
It's like, let's stop and sing a song and eat again.
And that, yeah, exactly. It's like, we're going to eat. I'm going to describe the food. We're going to sing 10 songs. We're in a forest.
It's because he didn't.
The leaves are falling all the time.
He didn't like outline it. He just wrote. If he got into a problem, he'd just start again.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. But yeah.
Which is cozy writing.
That is cozy writing.
Because he's like, it's not
an economy of time. Right, like, I'm
just
going to
take as long as I want with this. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. But yes, I love the book. I would definitely put it on my cozy reading, particularly. I do like the film series, but I'm going to say if you want a cozy experience, read the book. Take your time with it. Enjoy.
Nice.
Go for it.
Very nice. Thank you so much. That's very nice.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much.
Taking the time.
I'm going to get this one out of the way because it's kind of obvious and a lot of people say it.
Okay.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. I would definitely say that for sure.
And yes, there's a lot of full episodes of Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, its settings are very cozy, like an inn, an old house, a friendly diner. Mm-hmm. But again, like no one's really that much of a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Everybody's smart, but not like mean. Mm-hmm. Like it's a nice world where like everybody's smart and likes coffee and pop culture references.
Yeah.
And in general, I think that like basic cable dramas, like even like CW shows, there's something cozy about them because everybody's attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sort like, of even like something like Smallville, opera.
I found cozy because everybody's pretty.
Especially that Allison Mack.
Where's she been? How's she doing?
I haven't heard from her. So funny. Yes. Or like soap operas, right? Like everyone's really well-dressed at all times, perfectly coiffed. You know, it's not reality. Like you're not watching reality, which in itself is cozy because you don't have like, because reality is not very cozy often. Yeah. So you take yourself out of the world. And I imagine people because I know Korean dramas are very, very popular, or like Korean romances, I guess, and that is probably very cozy watching. I've heard, there's this show called, is it called Attorney Woo? It's called Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
Okay.
I believe it's on Netflix. So Woo Young Woo is a young lawyer with Asperger's syndrome. She boasts a high IQ, an impressive memory, and wonderfully creative thought process, but she struggles with everyday interaction. So apparently this is being lauded for being so kind and how the like her coworkers and clients are sort of like, she's sort of unusual and sort of like a fish out of water, but they are extremely kind to each other and accommodate her in wonderful ways. And like she, her neurodivergencies like allow them to like view cases differently and view the world differently. And so it's like a really feel good show. While also I think having the sort of like sheen of a, like say a Korean like soap opera. So people really love this show. I've heard a lot about it from, you know, like American audiences, which I think is interesting. Or like the Great British Bake Off. People really love that.
Yes.
Because even though it's a competition show, it's baking, which
people really love
Everyone's nice to each other.
Downton Abbey.
Oh, that's very cozy for sure. Right. Period dramas are cozy. Like The Crown, it's not on my list, but it's one of my coziest watches. It's rich furnishings. It's like everything's sort of dark.
Because everything's pretty and dark and rich.
And it's like the knowing the ending or like knowing that it's going to be resolved. Like it's historical. So I know how it goes. Everything. There's no surprises.
Yeah. With Gilmore Girls, the score of every episode is just people going la, 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 la. Like it's basically just that. it's so la, la, la.
Yeah, the score can really help things as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, okay. So, I don't want to interrupt your
Gilmore
Girls.
No, you go. Flow.
So, for me, Pride and Prejudice, the Joe Wright version is real cozy watching.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is the score is just so beautiful. And a lot of the, I mean, pretty much all the Jane Austens are cozy watching. Because, again, the stakes aren't very high. What's her name? Anne Bleslin, who plays the mom, Mrs. Bennett.
Is this on your list or is this you just
It's on my list.
Oh, okay.
She says that the stakes are very high because they're all going to be homeless when the father dies, so they got to get married quick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's the score is beautiful. Again, it's like it's seasonal. It sort of like ends.
Yeah.
Does it end in the summer? I'm not sure. But it's not very high. It's all about like getting together and
I've never seen any version of Pride and Prejudice.
Well, all of the Jane Austens. It's like going to dances and having tea together and like just miscommunications, but you know it's not life-threatening, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be fine. And just really slowly watching a romance unfold and just beautiful environments and this world that everyone's walking everywhere from miles and miles in the countryside. And just that the world where like there's really not much to do. It's not like you're on your phone look at a dozen things at once. It's like, okay, well, I can like embroider something. I could have some tea again. I could go out for a walk.
Yeah.
I could have a conversation, and that's like pretty much it.
I've talked about this before on the podcast, but I read a book that I forget its exact title, but it was basically like routines, and it was routines of famous people, like what they did every day, like how they woke up, what they did, and like the amount of like successful people that just take a walk every day.
Yeah.
You're like, motherfucker.
I find that to be very...
walking is so...
comforting reading, though. Like, people's routines.
Oh, I love that.
I love to read people's routines.
I love that. I love any book that's like, here's interesting... here's interesting tidbits in, like, little short...
Okay.
Yeah.
People always get on top of, like... TikTokers or celebrities or whatever for making like what I eat in a day. I love what I eat in a day. I'm not going to mimic it. Yeah. I just want to see. What do you eat? How many eggs do you eat? Just like in these films, like in Studio Ghibli's film, like I'm thinking of a scene in Ponyo, right? Where they're like, they set the table. They're showing them set the table. Right. They do that a lot in Downton Abbey.
Yes. It's all
elaborate
table.
Table settings, right? Tables.
Yeah. Tables.
Elaborate table settings. And that's so comforting to watch. Like someone really painstakingly setting a table, lighting candles. Like, oh, yeah. So nice. So nice.
Yeah. Really nice.
Maybe that's why we like that stuff. We just like to watch it.
All right. I'll give you another one.
Okay.
A Christmas Story.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't consider it cozy, even though I love it.
It's got... on a very sort of service level, it's got snow and Christmas and warm clothes, and it's very sepia tone and a lot of browns, very very warm mm-hmm. colors. But it's also, again, like you said about history, it's American history. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it's mid 20th century. So it's like, mm-hmm. it's not super far in the past, but it's like, you know, like the war is over. The big one is over, right? And, you know, there's a, they're like living a middle class life, mm-hmm. but like better than we can now. Yeah. Like they could just have one job and live and like, you know, like making turkey and, you know, no one curses in it. The dad has like fake cursing that he does, like everything, you know, and just like the being a kid and, you know, Christmas morning and all that. It's just a super, super cozy. And, you know, like TBS plays it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And that's very cozy because it's like you don't have to watch it all. Like you just dip in and out. It's a very episodic movie anyway.
It is, yeah.
So it's like you just
dip in and out of it.
Yeah. It's. You kind of just leave it on and it's nice in the background.
I don't find it cozy only because I think it amplifies the stress of being a kid. Like it really sort of gets like, I'm afraid to go home or like, I'm afraid for my dad to come home. I'm going to be in trouble.
But I feel like as an adult watching that doesn't make me feel stressed. It makes me laugh.
It makes you go,
remember when like yeah. you were worried about shit like that?
Or that was like the biggest problem in your life that like your dad was going to yell at you.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Or that yeah. you really wanted a toy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, great, fantastic.
And the narration. Oh, I mean,
the narration's very cozy. Like, Gene Shepard's got a great, cozy voice.
Yes, his voice is great. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got great. And he, you know, like, obviously, you know, he sings It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow on
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's.
I know almost nothing about the Carousel of Progress.
I know so much. I love the Carousel of Progress.
One of Henry's favorite rides.
Good for him. He's smart.
I was surprised about.
He's an intellectual, and I get it.
Would you consider that a cozy ride? Because you're in all those homes.
Oh, my God. Oh, I do have a ride on my list, but it's not this.
Really? Okay.
The People Mover.
Because it slows you down. What a slow pace. Cozy you're ride. Just going through. It's also killed the most people at Disney, which is interesting. But, you know, sometimes cozy's got a little sharp edge. Don't try to jump between the carts.
Yeah.
They called it the People Remover.
Oh. So
that's not good.
Dr. Tom Morrow. yeah, just take a nice little...
Nice little leisurely pace around.
Yeah, going to Disney with a cozy attitude is...
Oh, so good. Oh. So much coziness in Disney World.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't even have it on the list, but like just so many cozy yeah. things. The dark rides are all yeah. so cozy.
Haunted Mansion. It's not on my list, but Haunted super Mansion cozy. Is super cozy.
Super duper cozy.
And that's like supposedly spooky, but really it's just like I'm in a nice dark place.
Yeah. I mean, all this, you know, prior to the drops, all the Splash Mountain stuff was super cozy. You'd just be like on a log going through yeah. the forest. How wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a small world, has cozy moments. It's also like a little loud, but you know, there was the Snow White dark ride for a long time. Mr. Toad was even cozy in its own way. Now they have Winnie the Pooh, super cozy.
Yeah.
Just Winnie the Pooh in general is very cozy.
Well, dark rides are cozy because it's like they make you, they literally, the way they work is by like making your eyes adjust to the dark. And using the fact that it takes a minute to do that to sort of make a transition from the outside world to the inside world.
There's like no feeling I like better in this world, and I still feel this way, than like the moment I get into one of the boats in Peter Pan.
Sure.
It was the first ride we went on our Disney trip last year, and it was that moment I was like, I'm in Disney. Now I'm in Disney.
Yeah.
We're going on the ride. And the kids felt the same way, and I was just like absolutely delighted. I don't know what I would do if they didn't like Disney. I think I would just be like, okay, well.
You guys suck.
Okay.
You guys suck. Okay, give me another one.
Cozy times. Okay. Let's see. What are we up to? I did three.
It's a great baby.
Do you have Over the Garden Wall on your list?
I do not.
You don't? That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so definitely Over the Garden Wall. Not just because it's like the perfect autumnal watch.
It is, but I don't find it cozy.
I find it cozy even though it's spooky. Again, because of the darkness. Even in the daytime stuff, like the school episode, the School Town Follies.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a washed out color palette. And some of that episode takes place at night. I find like the darkness in general to make it a cozier cartoon.
I don't know. I feel something... I love it, and I love its aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I feel like a coldness from it.
There is definitely a coldness. I feel like the coldness creeps up and increases as as the series progresses. And we end in the
snow, which I don't find snow. Snow's cozy when it's outside, like, and you're inside.
Yeah, but you're when you're in snow, the snow, no, it's not cozy. No, I agree. I completely agree.
It's wet and cold and bad.
No, we don't like it. Peter had a winter without snow last winter.
Yeah.
But his first winter in the snow, he hated it. It devastated him. He cried and cried every time we put him in the snow.
I agree.
So I'm just like, oh.
Snow sucks. I hate snow.
I hope he comes around because otherwise it's going to be a long winter. But we'll see.
He'll grow up and fucking move somewhere warm.
He's going to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. The septic tanks overflow and you learn nothing.
And you learn nothing.
But Disney World is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do find Over the Garden Wall to be cozy watching. I think because also there's this, it's the stakes are high, I would say. The stakes are high for them, right? Because they're lost.
Yeah.
They have to find a way home. So it's a little more, there's a little more danger maybe than the other things. But it's a journey movie, right? Or journey show. So I find the journey to be cozy because they're just sort of like meandering and they don't know where they're going and they just keep stumbling upon different places or people.
I find actually ironically I find the episode in like the flashback episode with them in the real world,
I love the
flashback, I find that episode very cozy.
It's a very cozy episode,
and it's like the 80s or whatever. Or
70s. It's probably the coziest episode,
right?
I agree. I think it's the coziest
because they're in the,
I find the first episode to be the least cozy, the old grist mill.
Yes.
Because it's so much danger right away, like the monster and like every, it's a little too crazy. But
this is amazing.
The frog boat, I love.
It's my least favorite episode.
Well, I just, in the sense that it's cozy.
Yeah,
I do think it's cozy. The second episode, the Enoch and the pumpkin people and the turkey town, like that's all great.
What about Cop-headed Mugman's house? That's pretty damn cozy.
So cozy. That's so cozy abode. But it also reminds me very much of Over the Garden Wall and how it mimics those like Fleischer cartoons.
Yeah.
And even just like coming in with like that circular sort of like whatever that is, like almost like a peephole type thing. It almost feels like if your head's like under a blanket and you're just like peeking out to watch something. Like that's how I feel about those introductions. I love it. So I do find it to be cozy, but yes, I there's definitely a coldness to it.
Okay, I have two more.
Okay,
and these are, I saved these for last because they're a little bit weirder choices. Mm-hmm. Clue.
Okay, yeah.
Again, it's a mystery. Mm-hmm. It's a cozy mystery. In fact,
Knives Out, I would say, is cozy.
Yeah, Clue has three different endings, and I don't even really remember the intricacies of each ending, but I
don't remember what the real one is. I never do.
Yeah, that's the one. The real one is like it's like Murder on the Orient Express. They all kill one person, okay, but the person behind it all is Mr. Body, who is
Tim Curry, right? Tim Curry. Yeah. Okay.
It's everyone's dressed beautifully. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the dinner scene and then there's the, you know, it's, and again, it's all like in that one place, which they call Hill House.
Right. Big old house.
Yeah. The 50s.
Mm. Is it stormy outside?
Yes. Yeah. It's very stormy outside. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find it very, very cozy.
I agree with you. Yeah. I would say so. I have some honorable mentions. I don't know.
I've got a bunch of honorable mentions. So go ahead.
Okay.
Shoot them at me.
The Lore podcast.
Sure, yeah.
I find it very cozy.
Is interesting because sometimes it gets into very,
very dark shit. Yeah, some dark information, but usually it's like folklore and...
which again makes it feel like it's, you're safe because it's so long ago.
It's so long ago. It's not going to touch you now.
And the narrator is so... he has a great voice.
He's got a great voice. He's got a real calm voice. And then usually it's just like a simple piano scoring it. And speaking of folklore, the Taylor Swift albums Folklore and Evermore are both cozy albums. They're pandemic albums.
Right.
They actually came, Folklore came out in the summer. It came out mid-July. I remember because we brought Peter home from the hospital the day it came out. And we were up all night and I was just earbuds in listening to Folklore while I was trying to get this baby to go to sleep. But it is a quintessential fall album. Like both of them are so beautifully fall. And it's that like what makes an album more fall? It's like more acoustic arrangements. The simplicity of it all. Like you described when you saw the Eras tour, it was like she goes from being like pop sensation dancing to like now I'm gonna be playing a piano and like a long dress.
Hobbiton.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's I love those albums. I find them to be super cozy. I'll bust them out once the weather's chilly, start listening to them. Then I would say Harry Potter, the Harry Potter series. Cozy books to read. They take place in a big old castle. There's a roaring fire. It's back to school. They do Christmas. They do So I find them all to be, and it's a lot of studying. Like something the movies capture a little bit, and the books really are always talking about like how many parchments they need for that night's paper, or like I'm gonna bust my hand writing on these quills, and it's a lot of schoolwork and like academia, or like dark academia is very cozy. Luca, I love the movie Luca. I find it to be very cozy, and it's a summertime cozy.
Yes.
Very reminiscent of Studio Ghibli films. Mm-hmm. They spend a lot of time making pasta and eating pasta.
Yes.
It's just like a slow pace on the Italian coast.
Maybe we're just fat.
We are fat. We're so fat and wonderful.
It's really cozy when I get a big old plate of pork chops.
And then we say Gravity Falls is cozy watching. I find the Pacific Northwest to be very cozy. I love the A-frame mystery shack. It's like a cabin. Yeah. I find the big forest that it takes place in to be very cozy. Mm-hmm. And because it's a kid's show, it's pretty low stakes, even though it gets very high stakes at the end. I know nothing too bad's going to happen, so I find it to be cozy watching. And even though it's set in the summer, they have a Halloween episode. It's like they do fall stuff, which is cool. So those are my honorable mentions.
Okay. What's your last pick?
It's a show called Hilda.
I'm watching it now.
Oh my, I love it. So cozy.
Yeah.
The log man.
He's like
in the first episode.
Oh, okay.
He comes into her house.
Oh, yes.
He's like made of wood and he listens to records.
Yes.
All he wants. That's like that's the coziest of all time.
That's the vibe.
It's a vibe. So Hilda is she's a little Scandinavian girl, lives in a Scandinavian country. But it's like, you know, fictional country where there's like giants and trolls and all kinds of magical creatures.
Yeah.
And then she and her mom have to move to the city because their home is like in violation of elves or fairies or whatever it is. But she's like very connected to this world. I actually think she's called Hilda, I think, because of the Hilda folk. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the Hilda folk? So the Hilda folk are like, what you would call like chthonic gods. So they're, like peasant gods, like things that people believe in, like the lay folk believe in. So like trolls, fairies, pixies, like these, like leprechauns, like these are the chthonic gods where it's like, well, don't do that because a leprechaun will get you or whatever, where you have to like leave a little offering for them, like they're a neighborhood raccoon. Like, yes. So that's the name for them is Hilda folk. So I think she's called Hilda because of that. I think because she's like very connected to that world.
Interesting.
And so even though, you know, you take the girl out of nature, put her in the city, you can't take you can't take the magic out of her, right? So she's always going to look for these big adventures. And I love it. She's got this cute little like puppy deer. So cute. It's just so cute. Yeah. No, he's like a fox deer. Right? It's like an Arctic fox mixed with a deer. It's so pretty. It's a really simple animation style. And it's a lot of like purples and blues.
Yeah.
And it's just like a little girl and her friends just having a magical old time in the Scandinavian mountains and forest. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, and the movie is good. Like they come back, and instead of a season, it's a movie.
Oh,
and it's very good.
Music by Grimes,
which she's not necessarily a cozy artist, but I think the theme is really good.
Yeah, it is. There's good music in it.
Yeah, really good. So that's my last cozy pick. I recommend it.
Okay, so I've got some honorable mentions. When Harry Met Sally.
Love.
Great rom-com. Also very, very fall. Them walking through Central Park with the leaves. So I've got a few that are, I think are cozy. I can't explain why they're cozy. Maybe they're just comfort. I don't know.
Okay.
Deadpool 1.
Interesting.
But I've always found it cozy.
Cozy.
It never felt like high stakes to me. It always felt fun. Uh-huh. It always felt like light. It's sort of breezy. Huh. It's a movie that I watch and it just always like makes me feel nice. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, the first Ghostbusters.
That I do find that to be cozy though. Like the old hotel, the library, the firehouse. But they take their time in that movie. They're like exploring the firehouse. They're driving around. They're going around.
Into business.
They're smoking. You know? They're doing their thing.
Yeah. The novel, the YA novel, Eleanor and Park.
That is so cozy. Love that novel. I love it. I totally agree.
The original Star Wars trilogy. Again, it might just be
personal. Right. I think it's cozy. I do.
For a while, Basic Cable was showing them around Christmas, and I really liked it.
Yeah, and the association of it with Christmas is interesting.
Yeah. All right, so my final pick is A Ride, E.T. Adventure from Universal Studios.
So cozy.
It's a dark ride, but it's E.T. and you are going through the forest. Mm-hmm. Then there's a big fake moon and there's like owls and you smell like pine smell.
It smells like water too, but in a good way, not like mildew.
Right.
Like rainwater or something.
So like I love fake outside inside. Sci-Fi Dining has the fake star.
What a cozy restaurant. Right. Oh my God.
I don't know why. I love fakery.
Or like night ambiance sounds, like the crickets
and you're flying around, everybody's, and then you go to E.T.'s planet and everybody's like hanging out.
Oh, they're having a big party. Botanicus.
Having a big old E.T. time. I just learned that, you know how they're in Star Wars, they're in episode one, they're in the, what do you call it, scene? The Senate?
Oh, yeah. Bunch of ETs. Yeah, ETs are in there, yeah.
They have a name. They gave them a name for their species.
Okay.
And it's like, Lizbubbles? It's Spielberg backwards.
No.
Yeah. Lizbubbles. It's just, I don't, well, and that's such a cozy
Steven
movie.
Steven Spielberg always talks to you in the beginning.
Yes.
He's like, hi, have you met my friend E.T.?
Yeah, my good friend E.T.
The only thing not cozy about that ride is before you get on, if you look in the distance, this is Norman Bates' house.
Right. Not cozy. But once you're inside, it's nice. Yeah.
Love that ride. It's a great ride.
Yeah.
The Great Movie Ride was also a cozy ride.
Yes.
Gone now.
Yes, it was.
Oh, well.
No, it wasn't a cozy ride. Confrontation.
That was not cozy.
That was not cozy.
No, it was
terrifying.
It was. I loved it, but not a cozy ride.
Yeah.
Jaws as well. Yeah. Although it was nice warm fire.
It still exists in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
In Japan's version of Universal Studios has a lot of those old rides.
Oh, man.
I'd love to go fucking do the Jaws ride one more time. Again, not cozy.
I would absolutely love. And it's a goal of mine to like take the kids to do a theme park trip.
Ugh.
To do Disney, obviously. But then also I would do the Studio Ghibli World.
Yeah.
Which is a slow theme park. There's no rides. You just explore it. It's, it's that whole, the ethos of Ghibli is like, take your time.
Yeah.
I would love to go there. I'd love to do like the Pokemon world that they have. Yeah. All that cool stuff that they have that they don't have here.
Yeah.
They're living right over there. They know.
You goddamn.
You got
right.
A small little island nation. You jam pack it with theme parks.
I do hope that there are listeners of this show that find it cozy.
I hope so. I find it cozy. I find any podcast where I feel like the people are really friends. And they're just kind of hanging out with each other to be cozy.
I mean, I don't care for you, but for most of the people I have on here, I enjoy their company.
Do you ever see the meme of the woman who's like pretending to talk or like with a big smile on her face, and it's, she's like looking at a poster of two people talking.
Yeah.
And it's like me listening to my podcast friends. It's like, I think I'm a part of the conversation. I'm really not.
Yeah. All right. It's And especially like when it's a topic you like, like when you, like when I find a new podcast and I look through their stuff, and I usually don't go in order. I usually like look at topics, and I find like a movie that I really like or something that they're going to, I'm like, oh, I want to hear them talk about this.
Yeah. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah. And it's in your earbuds. It's very, it's a cozy medium.
It is a cozy medium. It's an intimate medium.
Yeah.
It's like having the bud physically inside your body, right? Like it's in your ear cavity. It's, you know, you're hearing it in a way that you don't, you know, see a movie, you don't have it like in your eyeball,
right?
But in movie theaters are intimate, cozy experiences as well. They dim the lights.
A week of my life does not go by where I'm not in a movie theater. I'm gonna try to see two movies this weekend.
Which movies?
Well, tomorrow I'm seeing You Got Mail,
okay,
with Jen and Anthony.
Very nice. Oh, very nice.
And then Sunday,
what time are you going?
2.
Oh, shit. All right.
You're not allowed to do things. Don't pretend
like you
can.
We have a babysitter tomorrow night.
Who?
My mother-in-law.
Tell her to come earlier.
Come early. No, we have 2 birthday parties tomorrow.
Oh, one nightmare.
1 to 3 and 4 to 6.
Oh.
I know.
I'd rather be dead than even hear you talk about that. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's great for us because it's entertainment for our children that we don't have to pay for.
Okay, that's an interesting way to put it.
It costs the price of a gift, right? Like,
we were supposed to go out tomorrow night with some people after the movie, like much later than the movie, and that got canceled. So I was like, oh, great, we're just going to watch the movie, and then we're going to go home, and we're going to just cuddle. It's great. See, maybe I think coziness means more to you the older you get.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
you like peace. When you're young, you want excitement.
Yeah, yeah. Peace, the transition from craving peace to craving excitement. Yeah, definitely. Good point. You appreciate the smaller things in life, right? Like a nice pair of socks. So good.
Yeah.
What's like your coziest item of clothing?
Ooh.
I'm really in a sock era right now. Loving socks.
I'm somebody who always has inside an inside outfit. And it's usually some kind of shorts and some kind of really soft shirt.
You know what I'm going to say? A really short shirt.
I kind of like wear a little midriff.
A little bit.
You know what I've been wearing a lot lately? Mm-hmm. And I didn't think it was weird until someone else pointed it out to me. I'm wearing the shirt that was my gym shirt from junior high school.
Super soft, I bet.
It's super soft, and I still have it.
Yeah.
And goddamn, is it nice. Mm-hmm. And I like candles, you know. I like a cozy life.
When you're mildly sick, it can be very cozy.
For me,
I say mildly sick because living with illness is terrible.
Right, but if you're just a little sick,
a little sick.
Well, because
I'm sick enough where you have to take the day off, right?
Yeah,
you gotta recover. Yeah. And you're just having your warm soups and dressing.
You also
sweatpants.
Let yourself off the hook. You feel like, I don't have to be productive today. I don't have to work today. Mm-hmm. I am allowing myself to do nothing and be okay with it.
It's that rejection of productivity, hustle culture.
Fucking capitalism.
Hustle culture is the opposite of of coziness.
Yeah. All right. Well, we end every episode by saying,
go bye-bye.
I don't think that
can. Trying to do ASMR on the microphone.
No, it's terrible.
No, it's really good.
Go bye-bye.
Go bye-bye. Go somewhere cozy.
Go bye-bye.
Go bye-bye to a place that's cozy.
I hope this was a cozy episode for you.
It was. I feel very cozy. I'm ready to drift off to sleep.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listener.
Whatever.
I don't give a shit what you want.
Listen, that's not cozy.
I was getting into a full-blown argument.
This is mean.